He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the December 3rd edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, I was in La Paz, Mexico on Monday, San Diego on Tuesday, Mesa, Arizona. We've been traveling around, visiting a little family here in the during the Thanksgiving vacation time frame. I don't do much traveling, but I work while I travel. That's why I'm here doing my show. We've got the market up today. A little bit. Nothing to get too excited about. The Dow is up 2.5 points. The Dow is at 17,882 at or near all-time highs. The S&P 500 is up almost 3 points right now. The S&P is at 2,069, once again at or near new all-time highs. And remember, it was just 5.5 years ago that we were at 660, and here we are at 2069. I hope you've been listening to my show. I hope you've been reading my newsletter. I hope you have my app, Best Stocks Now, because I've kept you in the market this entire time. And I am not a permabull. At some point in time, I will turn negative on the market, but I don't see that just yet. The NASDAQ down 10 points right now, 4,746. Hey, gold is finally starting to catch a little bit for you bottom fishing types. Well, I'm not so sure a bottom's been put in, but gold is up 0.5% today to 1205. And crude oil, maybe another bottom formation forming here. Crude oil at 67.60 after hitting 65 on Thanksgiving Day. And where's that all-important 10-year yield? It's at 2.29%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California, where I hear it's raining quite heavy today. That's a big event for us in California because it doesn't rain very often. It doesn't take much. We have flooding. Don't go outside. And I'm sure the people in St. Paul are going, oh, those guys down there, hey, are you kidding me? And I'm sure you up in Seattle with the rain you get. I mean, we get 2 hours of rain and they shut down the freeways. You know, that's Southern California. Well, actually, today I'm in Mesa, Arizona, visiting my son-in-law and my stepdaughter and my grandchild as they apply for dental school. He does, anyways. He wants to be a dentist. And there's a good dental school over here in Mesa. We hope he can get in. The odds are long. 3,000 applicants, and in the end, they'll choose 76 people to enter into the four-year program called dental school. 2 more years if you want to straighten teeth and be an orthodontist. He's over here. I think he would be a wonderful dentist, and I think they would love him here in Mesa, and I hope they choose him, but that's out of our control. It looks like if it's not Mesa, it will be South Carolina, which is a long ways from San Diego to visit Grandbaby. But we had a good time, went to a festive Mexican restaurant. Grandbaby loved those bean burritos and all kinds of fried ice cream, all kinds of new taste treats. She's now 1 year old. Anyways, what do we got going on here today? I think there's a couple of stories here worth talking about. Let's begin. Well, you know, we didn't have as good a jobs report this week. Of course, on Friday, we will get the non-farm payrolls report. But I have a hunch that this drop in oil, you know, while it's good for the consumer, it's not good for everybody. We, on our way to Mesa, Arizona, we stopped and filled up our tank. We had gone about two-thirds of the way. We were in Yuma. And we went up to the cash register and said, you know, we need to put $40 into our tank. We filled the tank, and it was only $23. I haven't driven for quite some time. I don't realize the impact at these falling oil prices have had. So we had to get $17 worth of Diet Cokes and butter toffee peanuts, you know, for the road. But we had an extra $17 in our pocket. I mean, everybody, in one way or another, is feeling the impact of this historic drop in oil. And I have a hunch that before long it's going to start showing up in the economy in the way of jobs, layoffs. I really do. In fact, I see a statistic here this week. Falling oil prices have sparked a decline of almost 40% in new well permits issued across the U.S. in November. Okay, so that's a lot of wells. They were ready to get the permit, bring in the crews, bring in the equipment, and start drilling for oil. There were only 4,520 new well permits approved last month, down from 7,227 in October. That's got some impact. That will have some impact on the jobs market, and obviously certain areas in the country are bound to be hurt more than others. In fact, I saw a downgrade today of a real estate investment trust, Cousins Properties. It's being downgraded by Stifel Nicolaus from a buy to a hold. Stifel notes the company's exposure to Houston and thus to sharply lower oil prices. What does $65 oil do to Houston? Our show's heard in Dallas. What is $65 oil doing to Dallas? I don't know. I'm not in Dallas. I'm not in an oil state. I'm in a state that likes solar and wind and all kinds of other crazy ideas that they hope someday will run our battleships and our freighters and our airports and our airplanes and whatnot. I don't know that that's coming anytime soon, but if you're one of my listeners down there in Dallas, send me an email, bill@pwstreet.com, bill@pwstreet.com, and let me know if you're seeing any visible impact in Dallas and its surrounding areas due to $65 oil. That's a huge, huge thing. Now, I'm seeing it. Where I'm seeing the impact is to the plus side over on the retail side of things. We're staying not too far here from a TJ Maxx. TJ Maxx is a store that I own, not a store, a stock that I own. I wish I owned a TJ Maxx because they're very profitable, but it's a stock that I own here at Gunderson Capital Management. It would seem that the guy like me who was expecting to pay $40 to fill his tank, and the bill came in at $23, I have 17 extra dollars in my pocket. Going to spend that money. What do you think? You think I'm going to put it into the bank and save it into the piggy bank for grandkids' college fund? You know, we're going to enjoy a little bit of that. We're going to go out to dinner and celebrate. It's showing up there, but I believe there definitely is a negative side to all of this too. And hopefully the folks in Texas and Houston and other oil states, other oil cities around the country have insulated themselves against the sudden drop. One place where we know they're feeling it is in Russia. The Bank of Russia, for the first time, is involved in quantitative easing. And in fact, my newsletter last week talked about the U.S. handing off the baton of quantitative easing. It's all over here, but it's starting up in Japan, it's starting up in Europe, it's starting up in China. And now the Bank of Russia has spent $700 million trying to ease downside pressure on the ruble. Now, we just came from Mexico where we spent a week. The peso, 14 pesos to make a dollar, roughly. So a peso is worth about 7 cents. The ruble is 54 to the dollar. The ruble, which is the equivalent of our dollar, is less than 2 cents. Right now. So you think Putin is feeling it over in Russia? In fact, their $700 million quantitative easing is the first intervention in the history, in their history, since switching to the ruble free float. So they are definitely feeling the heat in Russia right now. And I truly believe, I've heard different theories as to why oil prices are dropping. I believe it's to punish Russia and Iran and put the pressure on them. Others would say it's to shut down fracking in the U.S. I don't know. It just seems to me that oil prices are going to start drifting higher at some point in time. But no question about it, it is having an impact on the fracking industry right now here in America. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Yeah, let's take a look here. You know, it sure is tempting looking at these oil stocks. You know, I thought maybe, and I you know, just for some history here, I sold all of my energy holdings, and I had several oil stocks, but I sold them several months ago. I didn't like what I saw. The stocks were going down in my proprietary ranking system, which takes into account valuation and it takes into account performance with a little dab of safety thrown in. And the performance of the oil stocks obviously was rolling over and getting worse. And on a relative basis, they were falling against better opportunities in the market. So as I sit here today, I have zero exposure outside of one stock that I own in my speculative trading account. But I'm looking and warming up and getting interested in oil. It's tempting, isn't it? And that's why we're going to do the numbers on one of my favorite oil stocks. I do have a very disciplined system of investing. My system takes into account valuations, and I think you could argue that the valuations are there right now. In fact, the stock we're going to do right now has a P/E ratio of 16. The performance, however, is still lacking. And as I look at the charts right now of most of the oil producers, okay, let's just take a look at Exxon, for instance. That's not the one I'm going to feature. That's a good chart on Exxon, actually. If you like a bottom fishing chart, Exxon has just put in a double bottom and it's bouncing. But the problem is, these stocks could bounce around and go sideways for quite some time. And I don't really think that they have put in enough of a base right now. A base is like the foundation of a home. A base is that sideways action, that solid weeding out of the weak holders and bringing in new, fresh holders in the stock that are in it, hopefully, for the long run. And we've shaken out all of the nervous Nellies and all of the people that want out of the stock, and we start to build a base. And then eventually a stock breaks out of that base. Now, looking at the commodity itself, crude oil, there's the rub, in my opinion. I don't like the fact that crude oil has not found a bottom yet at all. And it is not building a base yet. I mean, it's finally, I thought it was starting to build the base in the $75 per barrel area. And I was obviously not right. I didn't buy, but I thought, gee, this looks like a bottom here in oil. Well, it wasn't, because the big Thanksgiving surprise when Saudi Arabia said, "No, we're not going to tighten the spigot at all. We're going to keep gushing oil onto the world markets," and I'm sure it's a coordinated effort, probably with us in the U.S. to punish Russia. They're on the other side of that Syria issue, and they're punishing Iran, who's also on the other side of the Syria issue. And who knows, maybe it's an attempt to also slow down production here in the U.S., which it obviously has done. Our well drilling has gone from 7,700 new permits in October to 4,200 new permits. Of course, that also has its impact, too. That takes supply off of the market, doesn't it? And eventually that supply-demand equation starts to favor the demand side and drive prices higher. It's funny how that equation is a truism, especially as it relates to commodities. But I haven't seen oil prices bottom yet, even though some of these oil stocks are looking interesting right now. Let's just take a look at one of my favorites. When I wrote my book, Best Stocks Now, back in 2011, I featured about five or six energy stocks. I believe three have been bought out so far. Brigham Exploration was bought out by Statoil out of Norway for a pretty big premium. Geo Resources, I can't remember who they ended up with. One of the bigger oil companies, that was another big winner. And Lufkin Industries out of Lufkin, Texas, was also bought out. But there was three or four others, Continental Resources in the book, Cimarex Energy in the book, and I believe Whiting Petroleum. Cimarex is out of Denver, Colorado, and it's been a very, very good stock over the years. Let's just put it under the microscope right now and see where the chips fall right now, okay? Because I like to buy things when they're cheap. But we have to make sure they're not going to get cheaper after we buy it, all right? Over the last 10 years, Cimarex has doubled the returns of the market. It's averaged 11% while the market's averaged 5.5%. The numbers were a lot better before its recent drop, but they're still good. Over the last 5 years, Cimarex has basically a little better than the S&P 500, 17% per year. 13 for the market. Those numbers were a lot better had we looked at Cimarex 4 or 5 months ago. Cimarex currently gets a performance grade of B. All right, now the name of the show is Best Stocks Now. And right now Cimarex's performance is not up there with the best of the best. It's a B student. Now here's the real problem. Over the last 3 months, Cimarex is down 27%. Cimarex gets a momentum grade. This is what have you done for us recently, last 3 months, 1 month, 6 months, 9 months. Cimarex gets a momentum grade of F, worst in class. And I know you contrarians, you're licking your chops right now. We love buying stocks that are worst in class because that means they're cheap, doesn't it? Well, let's take a look. Cimarex currently has a forward P.E. of 20. It's expected to grow by 12% per year over the next 5 years. That means it's still trading at quite a premium to its growth rate. In fact, the PEG ratio, which simply divides the forward P.E. by the five-year growth rate, the PEG ratio comes in at 1.7. Here I've been talking about all these great biotech stocks that don't care about oil prices that are trading at PEG ratios of less than one. I gave you a couple examples here recently in Gilead and in Celgene. This oil stock, Cimarex, still has a PEG ratio of 1.7. Not exactly the juicy bargain that I'm hoping for, was hoping for. And you throw in the fact that it has a momentum grade of F right now. It currently comes in at number 2,070 out of 3,932 stocks. I have a disciplined approach, even though it looks tempting. And I got to tell you, the one part that looks the most tempting to me is the stock chart. But Cimarex 6 months ago was number 56 and flying high. I sold it maybe 3 or 4 months ago, and now it's at number 2,070. As tempted as I am, I've got to go by my numbers and go by my system. It's still too early to nibble at these tempting oil stocks. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much.
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? With BeSafe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless BeSafe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
Welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, you know, I mean, really the big story right now is oil. The second biggest story, obviously, is the quantitative easing that's taking place around the world, which is bullish for stocks. And even though quantitative easing is over in the United States of America, it helps for us to have healthy trading partners, doesn't it? And our partners, many of our partners, Europe, for instance, yeah, quantitative easing on the docket for Europe, despite Merkel jumping up and down, stamping her feet. No, 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 we don't want a Weimar Republic again. And Japan, quantitative easing, massive quantitative easing. And China, lowering interest rates, which is quantitative easing. And now Russia, quantitative easing. That's good. That's bullish for the stock market, and as we went through the macros of the market earlier this week, once again, for the 68th straight month, we came to the conclusion, at least I did, whether you agree with me or not is up to you, but I've been right now for 68 months in a row. If you disputed what I said 12 months ago or 24 months ago or 36 months ago, you were wrong and I was right. Ah. The bull market is still intact. The bull market in stocks is still intact. I just heard a little discussion on a local Phoenix station here. She's obviously an asset allocator doing a radio show, and she's making the case for asset allocation and 60-40 bonds and stocks or 80-20 or 40-60 or whatever it is. I'm just here to tell you, look, I do things a little bit differently. I believe there is a time for bonds. 2008 was one of those times when the bond market was up 32%, stock market down 38%. I was busy inventing my app that year. But the bond market has not been the place to be for the last several years. The stock market is king. Equities are king right now. And as we sit here today, equities are still the best place to be. Now, you do what you want to do. I have no qualms against the asset allocator or the index investor, but I do things differently. I move money to the most favorable areas of the market, given the conditions. And right now, one of the big factors in the world is quantitative easing, which greatly favors stocks. Yes, it holds interest rates down, too. But I just see the bigger money-making opportunity in ownership, as opposed to lending companies money. That's me. You listen to other opinions and decide for yourself. Secondly, the other big story in the world right now is falling energy prices. The plunge. Oil has taken the plunge from $107 per barrel to $67 per barrel. That's $40 per barrel. Gasoline, I heard this morning, I believe it was in Louisiana or something like that, $2.35. I took a picture of the gas prices in Yuma, Arizona. I want to say it was about $2.65. And while I told the clerk, I need put me down for $40 on pump number four, I'm standing there, pump's going, clunk, pump shuts off. I look up, $23 to fill my tank? You know, I don't drive that much. I walk to work every day. This is the first drive I've taken since oil prices have plunged. I was shocked. We got to go get our $17 back. It's having a major impact on the consumer. It's having a major impact on Russia. It's having a major impact on Iran. But the negative impact is on the frackers right now here in America. Houston, Dallas, Fargo, North Dakota. And it remains to be seen, but I think it's going to start showing up in the jobs numbers. Already we got an ADP number this week that wasn't as strong as we thought. And I got to believe it's going to impact jobs here in America. But who knows? Maybe it will be offset in other areas that are flourishing because of lower oil prices. But this has got to be a big shock to the oil-producing states, cities like Houston and Dallas and Fargo, North Dakota, et cetera, that have been boomtown with oil over $100 per barrel. We're already starting to see the fallout. New permits for drilling oil wells down 40% during the month of November. So we'll see how this all ends up. But for now, as an investor, I have to deal with the world as it is. It has changed in the last several months. I saw it beginning to change several months ago. I sold all of my oil stocks. I saw the world changing 3-4 years ago, and I sold anything that had to do with commodities and mining because all of a sudden the dollar was taking off. So you can stubbornly fight it and be the contrarian. Sometimes I think another name for contrarian is hard-headed. Unwilling to accept that the world is changing and changing with it as it relates to investments, which is what I do. And that's really the beauty of the app and the rankings. It shows me the parts of the world that are flourishing right now and the parts that are floundering. And even though I'm tempted to jump in, and I may just do it in my trading account, a stock like Cimarex, I can't do it for my clients. That thing is still ranked number 2,000. The performance is horrible. And the valuation really is not that great because I don't know that we can trust the earnings estimates that are out there on the street right now. How do you make an earnings estimate where you don't know where the price of oil will be next week? It's very, very difficult right now. So I think it's best just to stay away right now from natural gas, from fracking, from oil drillers, from equipment companies, from the whole industry. But at some point in time, everything comes around, everything is cyclical, and they'll come back in favor. Instead, let's look at a stock that's flourishing right now. I owe you one because I came up with a clunker in the first half of this show. Here you tuned in, hoping to get a good stock. Instead, you got a clunker like Cimarex. Now, it hasn't always been a clunker. It's been a great stock over the years up in Denver, Colorado, home of the Rockies, and home of those dastardly Broncos, the Chargers' nemesis. Obviously, I'm a big San Diego Charger fan. Hey, we're in the hunt this year for a change. There's a company that is flourishing now. While Cimarex is floundering in Denver, Alexion Pharmaceutical, the Cheshire Cat, I call it, because it's headquartered in Cheshire, Connecticut, is flourishing. Alexion, ALXN, was one of the stocks that I featured in my book, Best Stocks Now. And while there was 4 or 5 energy stocks in that book, I featured 53 stocks at the time, many of which have gone on to become big, big winners. If you don't believe me, you can buy the book through Amazon and check it out for yourself, Best Stocks Now. And the methodology that I chose, that I used to find those companies, is the same methodology that I use today. And one of the stocks that was flourishing back then in 2011, and it's flourishing again here in 2014, is Alexion Pharmaceutical, a $39 billion company, again headquartered in Connecticut. Alexion develops therapeutics to treat hematologic and neurologic diseases and metabolic and inflammatory disorders. I believe one of their big drugs is Coumadin, which is a blood thinner for those of you with high blood pressure or high cholesterol. Alexion Pharmaceuticals is not a small cap little biotech with 1 or 2 products hoping someday or no products, hoping someday to have a product. They're pretty well established at $39 billion. This is one of the best performing stocks in the entire market, and it has been for a long time, and it continues to be. 44% per year over the last 10 years, 54% per year over the last 5 years, 44% per year over the last 3 years. In fact, of all the stocks in my database, Alexian gets an A-plus performance grade. Now, what have you done for us lately? It's up 62% in the last year. It's up 18% over the last 3 months. It gets a momentum grade of A-. Remember, our oil stock, Cimarex, got a momentum grade of F. A-minus or F? Give me the A-. How about valuation? We found out that Cimarex, despite its recent drop, still has a PEG ratio of 1.7. It's trading at a premium to its growth rate. On the other hand, Alexian, a stock that's still flourishing, has a PEG ratio of just 1.1. It's trading at just a slight premium to its growth rate. I like the value, I like the performance, and I like that it's ranked number 11 out of 3,932. That's why I own it here at Gunderson Capital Management in my conservative growth accounts. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Bill Gunderson, live from Mesa, Arizona today. We'll be back home here pretty soon. We've been on a little trip here for the Thanksgiving holiday. Son-in-law applying to a dental school here in Mesa, Arizona. We hope he gets it. We really do. We would love to have our little grandbaby close to San Diego. South Carolina is a long ways from San Diego. You know how that is. But we'll see. He's got one chance in 40. I did the odds. I'm a numbers guy. I'm a probability guy. But he's a special young man, so we hope he gets accepted to the dental school here in Mesa. Anyways, I want to talk about a concept here. You know, there's a lot of different investors that make up the investing world, and everybody has their own philosophy and way of doing things. And I would say one of the big dividing lines, which I talk about all the time, is the value investors over here, way over here to the left, looking for things that are out of favor, looking for things that are dirt cheap, looking for things that are trading at very low multiples. And generally, it's because the stock or the company is floundering, having problems, but they're hoping that someday they'll turn it around and that the real true value will be recognized. And there's many, many successful and value invest, very successful value investors that have done very well for themselves, Warren Buffett, over the years. And that's one school of thought that a lot of folks adhere to. And down here over at the other end, let's call it the West Coast offense, right? The Bill Walsh offense from the San Francisco 49ers or the Don Coryell glory days of the Chargers and Dan Fouts and throwing the ball almost every down. Those are the momentum investors, the William O'Neill types, and there's a lot to be said for that style of investing also. And I find big problems with both of them. The value guys, they ignore the performance of a stock. P.U., we don't care about the performance. We want value. And the momentum guys pretty much close a blind eye to the value of the stock, and that can get them into trouble. Even though they put in their tight sell stops, why not take value into account before you ever step into the stock? So I do both. I'm 50-50, I'm in the middle, and I throw in a little bit of value. Now, we just talked about two stocks. I feature two stocks today, which I do almost every single day, except for the day we do our big macro picture of the market. We looked at Cimarex Energy, XEC, a $9 billion company out of Denver, Colorado, that is out of favor right now. Why? They drill for oil. They're an oil and gas exploration company. And what used to come out of the ground, they were selling for $107 per barrel. They're now selling for $65 per barrel. That's a heck of a hit. Imagine the 99-cent menu at McDonald's, the dollar menu. All of a sudden, they're selling them for 60 cents. They're breaking even. Oh, there's still some profit in there. But profit margins just got a heck of a lot thinner. And for that reason, Cimarex is a stock that is floundering right now. On the other hand, we talked about a company out of Connecticut that does something completely different. They produce drugs for all kinds of maladies that befall the human body. And they're flourishing right now. That stock's hitting new highs. Cimarex is hitting 52-week lows, but it is looks like it might be basing here. Maybe it's found a bottom. Maybe it hasn't, but it's out of favor. Cimarex is. Alexion is in favor. There's another question that investors have to ask themselves all the time. Is it better to shop from amongst the new low list? Is it better to buy a stock hitting new lows, or is it better to buy a stock hitting new highs? Now, one side will say, well, if it's hitting new highs, how much higher can it go? And there's a whole camp that says to buy high and sell higher. And then there's another camp that says buy low and sell high, buy at the bottom. Here's the rub. Where is the bottom? That's why I never, no, this is me, okay? You do what you want to do. I never buy a stock that's in a downtrend. I buy stocks that are either breaking out of a sideways trend because there's some kind of catalyst that's moving them out of that sideways rut, or I buy stocks that are in uptrends. Those are the kinds that get the better grades and the better rankings in my system because half of my equation is performance. And if a stock is hitting new lows and in a downtrend, the performance is not good, and therefore the rankings are not going to be good. So I'm a guy that would rather buy a new high any day of the week, a new 52-week high, not one that's been going up for 2 or 3 years, mind you, but one that still makes sense from a valuation point of view, as opposed to buying a stock that's hitting a new low, because we don't know if it is found its bottom yet. It may still have a lot further to go. So two schools of thought. Good arguments for either side. Me, personally, I would rather buy a stock that is flourishing in today's environment, like the Alexion Pharmaceuticals of the world. I'd rather own 25 or 30 of them. I would rather own the all-stars, the ones that have the best batting averages, the ones that have driven in the most runs, the ones that have the most home runs, as opposed to the ones that are slumping. The ones that are having problems right now. It's the difference between contrarianism, and there's a lot of people that are contrarian by nature, and believe it or not, I'm contrarian by nature. My late mother would tell you I was one of the most hard-headed kids to raise of all time. I was contrary. My wife would probably tell you today that I'm still tend to be a little bit contrary, but when it comes to my investing, I prefer to find those things that are doing well as opposed to those things that are doing poorly. And it shows up in the rankings. If you look at the app, look at the top 300, you'll find the best stocks in the market right now that are flourishing. And you won't find any oil stocks there. You won't find any gold miners. You won't find any foreign or emerging market stocks. You'll find U.S. stocks, pharmaceuticals, drugs, transportation stocks, consumer stocks. That's the area of the market that's flourishing. This has been going on now for the last 2.5 years, and it continues today. So everybody's got to decide for themselves what kind of investor you are. Are you a contrarian? Buying things out of favor and being very patient, or would you rather buy things that are flourishing? give me the flourishing stocks. Where can you find a nice list of those? Well, I produce a newsletter every week.
To buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.